Hey, this is the Fiorini.
And Dion Prestia.
And we're recording at BMC in 2018. In the culo.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talking Deets.
Your own personal Jesus.
The league currently has four teams on 4 wins and 7 losses, occupying positions 8th through to 11th. Three of these teams are likely to miss the finals in 2018. Today's guest is one of those four teams, straddling the line between hope and despair. Despite fielding players such as Ed Curnow, Andrew Gaff, Nat Fyfe and Lachie Neale, this coach finds himself in 10th position and facing a probable loss in the next round. But don't write him off just yet. This coach has been around since Ed Curnow was a rookie and recently picked up Jimmy Webster and Logan Austin. He also has Toby Green waiting on the sidelines. You might know him as number 29 for the Mount Barker Roos, or the only Carlton supporter this far west of Lygon Street, or just that guy who beats everyone in table tennis. This week it's your best mate, Phil's bad man, Omega Loz. And we're live. Welcome to Talking Deets.
Hello.
Welcome to Talking Deets. Phil's bad man, Omega Loz.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good. We're going to do something a bit different this week and go straight to the mailbag because we've been inundated with the same question. So we could cut to a piece from episode 3.
Does anyone know what Luke's team name actually means yet?
We'll have to bring him on the show.
We will, because I don't really understand it, but I might have been...
No, I don't think people of our age that don't look at much stuff would know, but I guess it's a thing.
Yeah.
He's not that much younger than us.
Yeah, but he's a bit more connected.
The generation gap that big, like 2 years, isn't it? 2 or 3 years?
It's a but that was a big cutoff there. That sort of,
well, I suppose
86 to the late 80s is a huge cliff.
A lot.
This came from four people, more older millennial people. What does your name mean?
Phil's bad man, Omega Loz.
Yeah.
So it's just basically a combination of two memes. Since I've been in the league, I've always had a meme as my name, so I've just gone with that. So Phil's bad man's like a meme of Pepe the Frog, and he's frowning, and Omega Loz like a huge lol. Pretty straightforward.
Fair enough.
If you're with the time.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Next question. How did it feel losing that game by 3 points when you held Ainsworth on the field with a DNP donut? Would you call that a deet? Oh,
stir my life. Yeah, massive deet. Yeah. Because
right.
I think that was the Saturday game where he got, he didn't play. And Saturday games, I'm never on my phone to make any changes.
Because you're playing for Mount Barker.
That's correct.
We'll get to that shortly as well.
It cost me big time.
All right, question 3. Do you think it's a genetic reality that Giles's don't shape the Deets Elite finals, or just a timing thing that will change soon?
I think it's just a timing thing that will change soon.
Yeah, your brother...
Oh, actually, I can't speak for Nathan. He's been a long time.
Fair enough. He's doing good this year.
Yeah, he is. And we'll never know how he'll go.
But so speaking about your form last week, you had a loss, the lowest score of the week, and now you're 10th.
Yeah, what can I say? Underperforming players doesn't help. An injury from Geary, who I brought in for 30-odd, he got, I think.
Yeah.
Help either. Jared Waite, late withdrawal.
Yeah, and you might lose 5 this week by the looks of it.
Yeah, it looks like he might get a week, I think, for that. I'd give him a week.
I'm going to talk about some of the injuries that happened this week. So the Harpies have lost 3 players. Or have 3 players injured. So Zaharakis with a collarbone, Cornelio with a head knock, and McCluggage with an Achilles. SSG have even more injuries than they already had. Stephen May with an ankle, Aaron Hall with a shoulder, and Jed Anderson with a hip knock. And then other injuries of concern are Charlie Cameron with an ankle, Christensen with a head knock, who scored -3. Jack Darling with an ankle, who might be out for a while. And as you mentioned, Jaron Geary out with a calf injury.
Yeah, Geary's a costly. It sounds like a lot of injuries through a couple of teams there. Nathan's team and the Fluffers.
Nathan's team and SSG copped it again.
Oh, SSG, this week. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the case of some teams.
Maybe it is the curse of the Giles.
It could be the curse of the Giles. Just Nathan so close, but it looks like he might miss out. I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's a long season. There's still a few games to go. All right. So in terms of transactions this week, some of the drops were Kieran Jack again. Ryan Clark was dropped. Brad Crouch was dropped. Fiorini was dropped. Scully, Chris Marston, Charlie Cameron, who was then picked up, and Scott Lysett, who was then picked up. Some adds, Ryan Burton, picked up again by the Harpies, who scored 93. Chris Main picked up, who scored 50. You picked up Chris Main.
Yeah, I picked up Chris Main.
Who scored 50.
Tried to trade him as well with a few people.
But you picked up Logan Austin, who's now averaging 105. So what do you have to say about that pickup?
Yeah, he's a pretty good backman. Probably my second best St. Kilda pickup I've got.
And then on the waivers this week, another St. Kilda player is Membry, who scored 120. Shane Edwards scored 111 for Richmond. And Short for Richmond scored 104. But you might want to consider that buy. There's those buys coming up as well.
All right. I definitely need to get some wins over the buys.
Yeah.
I might just load up on St. Kilda players.
You're preaching to the choir. I don't know what I'm going to do. Anyway. All right, this part's called the coach catch-up. How's your season going?
Well, if you asked me a couple of weeks ago, I would have said it was going pretty well. But I've lost a few recently that probably would have liked to have won. I think I've got such good high-scoring players, but then drop off really quickly. So if any of my high-scoring players don't have a good game, then it will cost me pretty much the round.
You've got Toby Green to come back in as well.
Yeah, I've got Green, Murphy, and Jared Waite was injured this week as well.
Yeah, full strength, you should be
so
pretty.
So I've got a few big gins, hopefully.
So who would you say was your best pickup this year?
Have to be Kerno, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's been
an absolute
gun.
Killing it.
See, I think
I watched him Friday night, and he was only on like maybe 60 at halftime. Not even, sorry, 60 at three-quarter time, and just turned it on in the last quarter. He gets like four possessions in a row. He's so good at racking them up when he's on.
I think a lot of people were looking at West Coast, and they saw Pritis and Mitchell would leave the midfield, and they'd open it up for, you know, Redden and Gaff, etc. But Gibbs leaving the Carlton midfield, certainly, I don't know, would you say that is a part of the reason why Kerno's doing so well?
I think it's a part, but I think also if you look, I think it was a couple of years ago, he was scoring really well and then got injured and was in and out of the side with injury for a season.
Yeah.
And then he was doing the hard tagging role when he came first back, but now he's playing more of his own midfield, which is probably partly because of Gibbs, but he's always had that scoring potential, I think.
Do you remember when he first came on the scene in like 2010? And he was like a rookie who was scoring really well as well.
Yeah, he was a must-have.
Yeah.
He was like the biggest cash cow ever.
Yeah. So who would you say then is your worst pickup?
Well, Toby Green.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't played hardly at all. And I picked him pretty high up from what I remember. But yeah, I'd say he was my worst, I think. Just trying to think. There's probably a couple that I've already traded out that were bad also.
Your team, Lockie Neal, are you still averaging 100?
Yeah, Lockie Neal, I rate it pretty highly. He reminds me of Kerno. Like, he just gets it done. And when he gets a few touches, he'll get a couple in a row.
So who do you think's going to be in the grand final this year in terms of Dietz Elite?
ACT Avalanche, even though he talks down his team every chance he gets. And I'll give it to Nathan. Let's go.
Every single person I've asked, no one rates Ed.
Oh, no, let me look at his team. It's just like all the standards, isn't it? Like everything's obvious, like picking on average.
Ed usually does well. He usually does well at the start and then kind of drops off. Yeah. But he's not really dropping off. But ACT,
I've just opened up his team.
Go on.
You can't have Hodge, Shaw and Simpson and Suckling in your back line. Like, come towards the fantasy finals, they'll be rested.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to cost him big time in finals.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
His average age would be old.
Yeah.
That's how I describe it, old.
Yes. So you're someone in our league that actually plays real footy, like real life footy from Mount Barker. You're number 29. How's it all going? How's it all going this year?
Oh, it was going really well. We were 6-0, but have just lost our last two games in a row. One was to like last year's premiers, so that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I think we only lost by 2 goals, and then we lost on the weekend by about 2 goals again, I think, to a team we probably should have beaten, but oh well.
And you personally, how have you been playing?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Just getting through, getting a bit older now and a bit sorer.
Yeah. So I was just wondering, can you remember your best ever performance on a footy field and what happened? And if you can equate that into fantasy points, that'd be a lot easier to digest.
Oh, well, when I first started at Mount Barker, my dad used to do the stats for like 4 of us. And we would always, at the end of the game, tally up our dream team points to see who scored the highest. I used to do all right sometimes with a few hitouts. I remember one game I got like 50 hitouts.
Oh, yeah.
And like a few kicks and marks, so it put me on like 130. I was happy with that.
That's good.
But one of the other guys in my team who's really good, I remember he got like 190 one week when we tallied it up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, pretty funny.
All right, I'm going to move on to good call, bad call.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, first one, Brendan Bolton will not coach Carlton to a premiership.
Bad call. Too early to tell. Trust the process.
Second one, Gold Coast will fold by 2030.
Bad call. They won't fold. I think they might move state, but I don't think they will fold as such.
We've got a Twitter poll going at the moment at Talking Deets, and a whopping 75% of people think they're going to fold. So,
well, does changing names mean folding or moving town?
I think Gold Coast Football Club will be no more. So whether that means you can't have the Tasmanian Suns though.
Oh well, good call. Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but they might. I don't know.
But
move the license.
Everyone's dumping on Gold Coast, but no one's really saying anything about Greater Western Sydney as much.
Yeah, if you watch any of their games live, they've got shit crowds every game.
Anyway, all right. The third one. Since 2013. Carlton have let go Eddie Betts, Jared Waite, Jeff Gartlett, Mitch Robinson, Lockie Henderson, Zach Tui, and Bryce Gibbs. In return, they've got the likes of Dale Thomas, Clem Smith, Billy Smets, Lockie O'Brien, Jed Lamb, Andrew Phillips, Liam Sumner, Lockie Plowman, and some future picks. Do you think they made the right choice?
There's no point in dwelling in the past. Was that a good call or a bad call?
I just realised. Okay, I'll finish off with they made the right choice by letting go all those superstars.
Probably a bad call, I guess, in hindsight.
Yeah, it depends, I guess, how those future picks go. But yeah. All right, and the fourth one, Broadband in Australia runs at acceptable speeds.
Bad call. It's good for me, but I think it's bad for a lot of people. In different areas.
I was doing a little bit of research to see what would fire you up, and I was told that broadband might be one of them, but we might revisit that a bit later. All right.
I'm pretty happy with
this is with trivia. My broadband. With your broadband?
Yep.
All right, some trivia. You're a Carlton fan. Can you name the last 4 Carlton captains?
No.
Well, who's the current captain?
Well, Murphy.
Yeah, and the one before that you probably know.
Yep. No, I can't think of it.
He has a bald head and came across from West Coast.
Oh, Chuddy.
Yeah.
Was he captain?
Yeah, he was captain.
I forgot that he was captain.
And then before that, there was a big guy who was a bit Greek.
Good for you.
Yeah. But in between there, I thought I was going to get you with the
there
one in between.
There was someone between there, wasn't
there? There was one in between,
Yeah.
And he was captain just for one season in 2007. He was a bit of a Megsy. He was a bit of a forward Megsy.
Oh, no. Waterhouse?
No, it was Whitnell. Lance Whitnell.
Yeah, Lance Whitnell.
All right. We'll try and bring it back with question 2. Who won the 2006 Brownlow?
Judd?
No.
I don't know.
Adam Goods. All right, we'll try this one. The 99.
Yeah.
The 1995 Carlton Premiership team fielded six players with single-digit Guernsey numbers. See if you can name three of those.
What was the... Sorry?
So, 1995 Carlton Premiership team, six of the players on the field had, like, single-digit Guernsey numbers, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, but only, like, there were six. Can you name three of those players?
Ooh.
You could probably guess who wore number one for Carlton.
Silvani?
Yeah.
Silvani won, yeah. Let me think about the others.
You could probably get number four.
Yeah, I'm just going to name some big players. Four? Oh, like, Kernahan?
Yeah.
He would have been captain. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the one that pushed over the umpire?
I don't know, mate.
Oh,
Greg, I haven't seen the game.
Greg Williams. All right. I would have accepted Silvani, Williams, Kernahan, McKay, Clappe, or Ratton.
Solid.
All right. How many best and fairest did Gary Ablett Sr. win at Geelong in his illustrious career?
Oh, I'll have a stab in the dark at seven.
One.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty funny. I would have never called that.
All right. Next question. This week, Name a Game DVD service announced it was closing down. Do you know what Name a Game is? Used to be an ad on TV. Used to be able to ring up and order any game on DVD. Anyway, now I'm asking you to, this question is, name any of the top three requested games, but I'm going to give you a few clues. None of them are grand finals, and all of them are between the seasons 1999 and 2000.
Oh, was that when Essendon went undefeated that year?
Yeah.
And Carlton beat them that game?
You're almost right. It was that game, but the Bulldogs beat them.
Oh, fuck.
So the top three games requested. I'll give you that.
So that's one.
So the top three games were that game, the 1999 preliminary final, which was Carlton who beat Essendon, and then the Derby.
I forgot that they lost to the Bulldogs beforehand.
And then the Western Derby.
And then what
Derby.
Was it? The Derby.
The Western Derby in 2000.
Was that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why was that so requested?
I don't know. Maybe there was a punch-up or something. All right. Next question's about Mount Barker Footy Club. This season there are eight major sponsors. Name six.
Able Storage?
Yeah. All right, we'll go with name three.
GP Care or GP Summit Healthcare or something like that?
No, I don't have that one.
Oh, they're a sponsor. What's that?
Are they a major sponsor?
Yeah, they're on our like t-shirts, so I presume they're pretty solid. Let me think. Oh, Sports Power?
Nah, not Sports Power.
Not a major sponsor?
Nah. I've got
What about...
There's a car yard.
Dutton Tire?
Nah. I've got real estate. I've got real estate, car yard,
hospital... Oh, Pope Nitsky, real estate.
Yeah.
Car yard. Are you sure it's not Dutton's or Toyota Mount Barker?
Yeah, but it's Gilbert's Hills Toyota.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Dutton's, but anyway, keep going.
Can you name the hotel?
The Barker Hotel.
Nah, the hotel that is the major sponsor.
Oh, the GE, Great Eastern.
Yeah. And then the other ones I've got here are ABH Building, Hanson Concrete, Kennard Tire, and Rossdale Homes.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right. Next question. Which two players have kicked a goal every round this season? Now, this might be a bit tricky. So, the first one...
From my team.
No, this is AFL.
Oh.
So, the first one's Hoskin Elliott. He's kicked a goal every round this year. And the other one is from a Melbourne-based club. And he likes a cigarette.
Can you give me...
I'll give you some more clues.
He likes what?
He likes a cigarette and he's from Perth.
Where's Max Gorn from?
Max Gorn, no, it's not Max Gorn.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Likes
a cigarette.
Yeah. And he wears number one.
Nah.
And he beat the Crows last week by 91 points.
Oh. Jesse Hogan.
Yeah, that's correct. Classic. All right, last question.
I forgot that picture up here. That's funny.
So 14.1 million people have seen Scott Pendlebury Scott Pendlebury play live. And that's the third most of any VFL AFL player. He needs 4,000 more to come through the gates today on the weekend, which they probably did, for him to pass Dane Swan, who was in second place. Who would be in first place?
Is that for, sorry, was that for Collingwood or for everyone?
It's for everyone. It's just like Collingwood get a lot of crowds, so that's why those two players are up the top.
Yeah.
So this guy has played a lot of games, but he's not from a shit club like North Melbourne.
Dustin Fletcher.
Yeah, that's correct. All right. Now this one's the Who Am I? I was born in August 1975. I attended St. Michael's College in Adelaide, which produced illustrious talent such as Warren Treadray and Brad Ebert. I started my career at Woodville West Torrens Eagles before being drafted by Carlton with the number 15 pick in the 1994 draft. I came second in the 1995 Rising Star Awards to Nick Holland and was
Craig Bradley.
And I was part of the 1995 Premiership side. The following year I kicked 7 goals in a game against Fremantle at Princess Park, but probably my best ever game was on the 15th of April 2000 when I racked up 45 touches, took 7 marks against Port Adelaide at Princess Park.
Scott Camporelli?
Correct. Nice. And then I go on to say he went to Essendon, which I completely forgot about. And then his career came to an end when he had a knee injury.
We can talk about him coaching at the Crows.
Yeah. And then I was going to say he became an assistant coach at Essendon, then to the Crows. And then he was interim coach at the Crows and led them to the finals with 7 wins from 11 games. I think he took them to the finals.
Well, how many games did he end up coaching for?
He 11, and he won 7 of them, though. But then, like, he didn't apply for the vacant coach's role.
Yeah. I don't think he wanted to do it.
Fair enough. It's a pretty tough gig.
Yeah.
All right. This is the political issue of the week. We're going to get straight into it. Australia has an average internet speed of 25 megabits per second. It's 55th in the world. I say that's enough because people just want fast internet for movies that are illegal and pornography. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's incorrect. I think what's happened is we've sort of screwed up an opportunity where we had a chance to become a leading country, not just one following the line in technology and like internet bandwidth, I guess. And it has more uses than what you've just mentioned. I think, like, if you look at businesses, some, especially in Adelaide CBD, it's quicker to, you know, download something on a USB that's 2 gigs, walk it over to the other side of town rather than sending it. Like, you want to be able to have gigabit internet basically in the city so you can transfer things instantly, so businesses are attracted to come here. Like, you don't want to be sending things over to the US or whatever on slow internet. A lot of servers these days, like, are moved off premise and moved to the cloud, so a lot of your conversations or data transfers that you're doing, you're sending things to the cloud, and if you've got slow internet, it just takes forever to upload and download things, where you want that to be instant, and you want big companies to know that there's quick internet so that will happen seamlessly.
Why is it so quick in the Adelaide CBD?
It's shit in CBD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, where I am now, like, I just started a new job, and their internet's pretty good, and it's only 15 megabits per second. So if we need to upload something to a server, like, you may as well go to lunch.
I was just reading that the global average is 40 megabits per second, and Singapore has the fastest in the world, 160. Can you imagine what 160 megabits per second would be like?
Yeah, it would just be, it wouldn't be an issue when you need to upload things.
Yeah.
Or download things.
Yeah,
And you wouldn't need to worry about that sort of behavior, I guess.
But what do businesses actually need to send? Like, I can send an email. That's pretty easy. Surely, like, people only want broadband for...
Like, so, technology businesses.
Yeah.
So, for example, my old job, I worked for a company that would have to upload... We had a product that we would upload and maintain on other clients' servers. So we'd always be connecting to their servers and uploading patches, downloading data, and it just is slow. Like, if we need to upload something, firstly, sometimes we need to tell the office I'm uploading some massive thing that's going to slow down the internet potentially, and then I've got to wait a half an hour when that should be instant.
So you
it's
said
not yet.
But you said that Australia had a golden opportunity. Are you talking about is it fiber to the node?
Fiver to the premises?
Yeah, Fiver to the premise.
Right, okay.
So, like, why, when we're already spending this much money on the NBN, would we half-ass it, which was the Liberals' revised plan, when we had the chance to become one of the leading countries and attract new business, new companies that want to have that infrastructure built for them?
But surely fast internet only means that the Ed Uniteds of this world are sitting at home with three screens, one of them with some Steven Seagal movie that he's downloaded. He's got some Lisa Ann movie on the other, and then some Argentinian football on the third one.
Yeah, but then they can't work at home at the same time on the fourth one.
Fair enough.
Because he's run out of bandwidth.
I thought I was going to like really wind you up on this one, but I don't know. Yeah. I tend to agree.
Oh, we had a chance to, you know, make a good statement for Australia and attract some business, but we screwed it up.
This is a question that you might be able to answer for me. Is it now possible to get fiber to the node and then just add on the last bit to the premises?
You can pay for that, yeah.
But like as a society,
I think it costs us a bit.
Could we get a government to be like, all right, we're going to do the last little bit, or have we already stuffed it?
Well, like it's like when you, I don't know, build something and you're like, oh yeah, we won't put in like the veranda, we'll put that in like later whenever we need to. Like it's going to cost more to put the veranda in after you've already finished building than when you're building the whole thing to start with.
Yeah.
I guess. But yeah, as I said before, like my house, I've just moved into a new apartment and all new apartment blocks get fiber to the premise. So I've got that.
Oh, that's good.
I'm pretty happy at home. Yeah.
That's pretty gangster. All right. I'm looking at next week's fixtures and you're up against the Bob Murphy Fluffers. How do you think you're going to go over the bye rounds?
To be honest, I haven't looked too far into the bye rounds, but normally I just like to wing it and get a few trades in and win them.
Yeah, I'm up against... Yeah, go on.
I think because, like, as I was saying, half of my team are shit. I can just trade them out and not worry about them getting taken.
Yeah, I think I'm a bit the same. I was going to, like, message your brother. I'm playing your brother, the Harpy Rises, this week, and I was going to try to, like, fire him up, but his phone's broken still.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have
to... Luckily, we all have his work phone number in case you need to contact him.
I think I might have to.
Wait, the buys start next round, don't they? Not this round.
No, the buys start this round.
Oh, really? I have zero players. Round 12.
I should probably
zero players by the buy.
I'll just quickly go through who's playing who. Skeet Coin's playing ACT Avalanche in a bit of a blockbuster. Darren Jarman plays the John Deeres, who are probably on a flight to Canada in a couple of days. SSG plays the Milky Bar Kids. BMC plays Harpy Rises. Phil's Badman, Omega Lols, plays the Bob Murphy Fluffers. And Edge United play the Cheesy Drivers, Jivers. So, yeah, that's round 12. And I should probably tell you who the buy, who has the buy. I'm pretty sure it's West Coast, Carlton, Hawthorne, West Coast, and the Western Bulldogs. So there you have it.
Oh, there they are, the Blue Dots.
Yeah.
I've got three. Yeah, I should be good this round. Who am I playing? The Fluffers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only got three players affected by the bye. So bring it, Fluffers.
You heard it here first. All right. That's pretty much it for me. I don't know if you have anything else to say, any shout-outs.
No, I'd just like to say well done, Steve. You've been doing a great job on this.
Oh,
been enjoying listening.
It's been a lot of fun.
And there needs to be some sort of forum for feedback, especially when you don't agree with people and what their what's that segment called that you do?
What, the mailbag?
That you stole from Footy Classified.
Oh, good call, bad call.
Yeah, when you don't agree with that, I want to be able to write in and say, I don't agree with your good call, bad call.
All right. I'll have to think about how I'll do that. You also have to think of an intro song or an outro song or both or either.
I already sent it to you.
Did you?
Yeah. Batty Kicking Screws on the SCG.
I didn't know that was a song. I thought you were just saying things.
Oh. Nah, that's a song.
Oh, all right. I'll have to do a bit of post-production. All right.
Roll it.
Do you want an outro song? Do you want a separate outro song?
Oh, yeah, I can quickly get one for you if you want. Is this... We're not recording anymore.
Yeah, we're still recording.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys. I thought it was...
This is what... No, because this is what Mike Sheehan, Sam Newman, and Grant Thomas's podcast do. They start talking about a song in the last minute, and then they're like, oh, we'll put that as the outro song. Meanwhile, that's playing in the background, and then they go to that song.
I'm going to look for a song right now, then. Right. Give me 2 seconds. Oh, what it... Here's a question for you, Steve. Did you watch J.R. Smith in game one of the NBA Finals?
I'm pretty much...
And what were your thoughts?
I'm pretty much all over social media while I'm meant to be working. So I did watch, like, I did watch what happened come through, but I don't get the gravity of the situation as much as, like, others do who probably know the players and the game a bit more. But I definitely saw the blowback. Is it that... Is he a stupid player ordinarily as well? Did he throw soup at someone?
Well, yeah. So just to put it in real basic terms, if you mark the footy in the goal square and there's a minute left of the game, you're going to go back and kick a goal if you're up or down by 5 points.
Yeah.
You're not going to run it back to centre half back.
No.
And kick the footy around and then try and get another forward entry to win the game.
No. That's what he did, was it?
That's pretty much what he did.
Well, they shouldn't have let him back on the bus.
Yeah.
That's deplorable.
Nah. And he gets paid, I don't know how many millions a year to not even know the score.
So are the Cavs any chance to win this series?
Oh, I think probably not anymore.
Damn.
They needed to win that game. That's cost them the series.
Damn. All right.
On that,
yeah.
What did you think of LeBron's outfit if you were all over social media and...
I only saw the thing that Sam posted today that it was $45,000. And it was easy to go, oh, yeah, the alligator bag was $41,000 and only the rest was $4,000. But it's pretty hectic to see a $1,000 pair of shoes. But the outfit in general was, I don't know. I thought the NBA had rules about like what they could wear, but they seem to be taking it to like the nth degree.
I think they just said like it needs to be a suit, so they just put a suit jacket and then wear whatever the hell they want after that.
Fair enough. Yeah,
but I'll be honest. If I was LeBron James, I'd probably have $1,000 shoes as well.
Yeah, agreed.
But why not?
Yeah, he's too good for that team.
Great pins though. Got to show him if you got them.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Oh, I didn't throw in the movie or music or film recommendation. I haven't done it for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah?
But I know you're on top of like a lot of stuff. So have you been watching any TV shows lately?
Oh, I'd just like to quickly throw a shout out to ACT Avalanche because I watched all of Barry and I didn't mind it.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to ACT Avalanche.
Well done, mate.
Friend of the show.
Something a bit out there that I have watched that wouldn't be for everyone, but it's an anime called One Punch Man.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically about this dude who, like, is a superhero and he kills everyone with one punch, and that's the storyline. Like, all he needs to do is punch them once.
Is that on Netflix or something?
I don't think... it's not on Netflix, but you could stream it if you really were interested in it.
I don't know if I have the internet speeds for that kind of thing, but...
Exactly.
Yeah. I've been watching Yeah, go on.
Yeah, tell me. It's worth watching, that's all I was going to say.
I've been watching something on Netflix called Wild Wild Country, and I highly recommend that as well. It's about a cult that set itself up in Oregon in the early 1980s, and I won't see anything more. I think once there's only 6 episodes, and once you watch the first one, you'll be pretty hooked.
Yeah.
All right, that's probably it then. It's probably time to let you know that I forgot to push record, and we need to start again. Oh. No, I'm kidding.
Have you?
No, I did. That's right. Impressive. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Are you, is that it now?
Yeah. All right. I'll just...
Thanks, Steve.